Roy Banhart was last seen on December 29th. He'd called for a taxi to take him downtown and spent some time at the 49er bar on Water Street. He left the bar and was going to take a taxi home, apparently, but witnesses told his family that Roy was intoxicated and belligerent, so the cab driver made him get back out. That's the last reported sighting of 38-year-old Roy Banhart, and his family is anxious.
He's on the quiet side. He's been known to disappear as far as contact for a short period of time, but nothing like this.
That's Banhart's first cousin, Irene Anderson. She lives in Seattle, but is heading up the search efforts for the family. Anderson says that in early January, they reported her cousin missing to Ketchikan's police department.
They have searched Alaska Airline records and Alaska Marine Highway records. And then I've been in contact with the local air taxis and Inter-Island Ferry. So there's no indication he left town.
Ketchikan is on an island, and there's no way off except by boat or plane. The remaining explanations for what might have happened to Banhart are not good.
I'm hearing that the last time he was seen by two different friends on two different occasions, he was not in a good frame of mind and was intoxicated. So concern is that he's in the water.
Anderson says it's possible that her cousin may have committed suicide, but it's also possible that he was murdered. She says she received information from someone who wants to remain anonymous.
A party overheard a man down at Thomas Basin on December 29th referring to Roy, and the conversation with another party indicated that this person was involved in some kind of harm to Roy, and indicated that there was a gunshot fired.
Police, though, say there's no evidence of foul play. Deputy Chief Josh Dossett offered a third possibility, that Banhart slipped and fell into the water. It's happened before to other people.
We've had plenty of cases where somebody intoxicated has fallen in the water and drowned. At this point, we don't have anything to indicate, other than he's in the proximity of Kennedy, which is next to the channel, to indicate that, you know, we're just following up on any lead we get.
Dossett says the case remains open, and one officer is assigned to it. Other officers have helped when tips have come in, and police have searched in numerous locations around town without any luck. If Banhart did end up in the water, his body may or may not have resurfaced by now. Dossett says it depends on various factors.
It depends on the current. It depends how deep it is. The water temperature has a lot of effect on the body. And no, we've had cases where people have not resurfaced for a few months.
There are some local residents organizing searches for Banhart separate from the police investigation, and Anderson hopes others might be willing to join in.
If people would look at, like, what if this was my brother, my cousin, my best friend, my coworker? We need that kind of coverage.
In addition to the waterfront, Anderson says groups are looking around trails, especially Deer Mountain, which was one of her cousin's favorite places to hike. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.